John Robertson joins us here on the Sports Map Radio Network from the American Heart Association's Paul Bear Bryant Awards. John, let's just start there. When you hear that name, Paul Bear Bryant, what are the first things that come to your mind?
Well, we played them twice, and in both cases, they were number one in the nation. We won one, and they won one. But he was the standard. He was like a god back then. I can remember when we met on the 50-yard line before the first game, he was saying, you know, with a deep voice, hello. And I was saying, yes, sir, no, sir. You know, it was very exciting. And when we won, that was exciting, too.
When you look at your career and maybe some things that you picked up on from him or just the biggest influences that helped you grow as a coach, who were they?
Well, I think he was, and certainly in that he had the ability to change what he did offensively and defensively based on what the talent that he had. A lot of coaches, they're just going to do what they do, and if sometimes it works and not. But he was very intuitive, and I always kind of caught up on that and tried to have them be inclusive of that kind of behavior on my teams.
As far as your career goes and when you look back on it, what are things that really stand out, and how do you hope that your legacy is remembered?
Well, I think we won two national championships, and I feel that was important. But going to the Rose Bowl, I think, was the biggest thing, because that was a festive kind of occasion. It lasted for about 3 weeks, so it was that was a big deal.
Obviously, a few weeks ago, the coaching profession lost a legend with the passing of John Madden. I just wonder what kind of relationship you guys had, and you know, I'm sure you were close with him, and he probably was another big influence, right?
Well, John and I met in the third grade, and we've been friends ever since then. I've talked to him once or twice, you know, in a week for the last 30 years. He's had a big impact on football. I mean, he brought the game into your house. He made it young people got exposed to the game through the Madden game. So he was different than most, and he was a great football coach if you just take it at that.
What do you remember most about the personal relationship that you had with him and the person he was in addition to the football coach?
Well, we were rivals all the time, you know. We would get on the phone and I say, hey, I got a base hit. And when we were in high school, I got two base hits. The other guy would say, I got three. It was that kind of a fun relationship that lasted forever. We coached together 1 year. I wish we would have had a chance to stay together longer. But I was with the Raiders, and I was an assistant to him, and I got the head coaching job at USC. So I had to go. But John was unique, and the Raiders, when he was there, were unique too.
I'm curious, as somebody that has been around college football as long as you have, what have you noticed over the last 50 years as far as how the game has changed, and how much different do you think it was from when you were on the sideline to now?
Well, it's not as stable. You know, if you're the national championship and coach, and then 2 years later you're fired, those are not good signs. I think those scare me a little bit. That, you know, you've got to win every year type of mentality. I think that some of the things that are happening now with the transfer rules and some of those things are problems, and people don't quite know what's ahead. It'll be exciting. I'm sure that's true, but it's some new ground.
Yeah, and is that stuff that you think can be remedied, or do you think we're kind of going down a slippery slope?
I don't know. And neither does anybody else. And that's what's scary, is you just don't know. So we're playing it year by year. I think the power teams will still be the power teams, but you just don't know. Kids are much more willing to go to, you know, this place or that place, depending on the deal they can get. It used to be that you wanted to go to your team, and if you grew up a Ohio State fan, that was where you went to school.
So when you look at the landscape of the sport, and particularly your most recent stop at LSU consulting and working with Ed Orgeron, I did want to ask you about, you referred to him winning the national championship and then being shown the door 2 years later, but yeah. I'm curious what it was like working with him and what kind of memories you have of that historic LSU season a few years ago.
Well, the one, it was historic. We scored so fast and had such a great offensive talent. The three receivers that we had, all three were came into the NFL and had big impacts. And of course, our quarterback was the best, Joe Burrow. And so it was very exciting. The ball went up and down the field just about every play, and we won 15 games that year, which was phenomenal. So it was very exciting.
How about most recently with the University of Southern California, the big hire, bringing in Lincoln Riley? Obviously, it was a big name, and he's somebody that will, I'm sure the hope is amongst Trojan fans, bring back a lot of that history and tradition that existed when you were there, that existed when Pete Carroll was there. And just tell me what you thought about the hire when you heard the news.
Well, I was surprised. I think they've had a tendency down through the years to go with lesser lights and have them develop as coaches. But I think they're in a hurry now, and they've sensed this thing slipping away where USC no longer is a powerhouse. And so they have to come back fast. And Lincoln Riley is, you know, that the kind of guy you go after. He has a proven record as a coach and as a recruiter, and that's the big thing, getting that guy that can recruit nationally. Kids are going anywhere in the nation. You know, Alabama has their quarterback is from Orange County in California. So, you know, it's changing, and Lincoln Riley is certainly going to be a fellow that understands that.
Can't let you go without asking you about another legend in this profession. Nick Saban obviously didn't get the result he was looking for on Monday night, but he's obviously leaving behind quite the legacy himself. Whenever he decides to step away, what are you most impressed by with what he's done at the University of Alabama?
Well, a couple things. Recruiting. I mean, he's been a great recruiter, and when you go against him, you see how effective he can be as a recruiter. As a coach, I think he was much like Bear Bryant in that he was flexible and you know, would know how to win quite a few different ways.
John, thanks a lot for your time, and thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you.